In Russia, oil and politics have proven to be a troublesome mixture for one of that country's richest men. Today, a court verdict was supposed to have been delivered in Moscow against Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who's charged with tax evasion. But Russia's President Vladimir Putin is traveling abroad, and news analyst Daniel Shore says it appears international politics may have come to bear on the case.
In his State of the Union address on Monday, President Putin assured the world in general, and potential investors in particular, that Russia was moving towards freedom and democracy, although in its own way. Today, he provided an illustration of his way. The verdict scheduled for today in the closely watched trial of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, Russia's one-time richest and most powerful oil tycoon, was abruptly postponed until May 16th. Observers say Khodorkovsky had incurred Putin's wrath by venturing into politics. No official reason was given for the postponement of sentencing, but one can make some educated guesses. Putin happens to be visiting Israel, the first Russian leader to do so, the Soviet Union having been one of the first major powers to recognize the State of Israel in 1948. A verdict today might have been a little awkward. Khodorkovsky is Jewish. Then there is May 9th, the 60th anniversary of Allied victory in Europe. Putin is scheduled to play host to some 50 foreign leaders, including President Bush. Putin had already gotten a dressing down from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who visited him in Moscow last week. She said that what happened with Yukos, Khodorkovsky's former oil company, shook confidence in what is really going on in Russia. If that was meant as a warm-up for what Putin will hear from the president, one can imagine that he might prefer to get the May 9th summit out of the way before sentencing and not risk spoiling the big celebration. In his speech last week, Putin said that developing a free and democratic state was now his highest priority. That does not seem to accord with political trials and political postponements. This is Daniel Shore.